Look, this is one of the real challenges that many councils have approached us, not just today at the Bush Council's meeting for the LGAQ, but also in the last couple of weeks and months. The reality is a number of councils are now struggling because that money is about to run out. Not just over the next 2 years, but the next year, next 6 months. So we're working with them. We're aware of the problem. And one of the reasons to be out here today and talking to local councils is to talk to them about what we can do. We do have our own budget problems. I think that's not a secret to anyone. But we want to see how we can do and work better with councils to see if we can help them get through that period. Many councils have done the right things over the last couple of years. They've put contractors on rather than permanent staff so they can adjust their budget and deal with these problems. But I'm very conscious of it as an issue, and I'm working not just with the councils, but also with the Minister for Local Government, David Crisafulli, as well, to see if we can work out some sort of resolution to help them get through this period.
There were a lot of questions at the forum just now about this issue and about contracts and about jobs, I guess, and that's what it boils down to in these regions where councils are huge employers and roads, as a lot of people keep saying, this is where roads are made. What can you assure residents, I guess, with regards to these kinds of jobs?
Well, look, in terms of our budget itself, we are spending more. In our most recent state budget, we announced in our Q-Trip plan, which is our outline of our road projects and our bridge projects over the next couple of years. In terms of the next 2 years, we're spending $10.3 billion. Now, that's $2 billion more than the previous government was planning to spend in these next 2 years. And obviously, we had the impact also of Cyclone Oswald over the Australia Day long weekend earlier this year. And that's cost us probably about $900 million in terms of impacts on our roads. But even with that additional burden of recovery, we've been able to maintain our Q-Trip program. But it's a matter of just continuing to talk to local areas and saying, what can we do? It is a balanced approach because every time we put a dollar somewhere, someone else doesn't get a dollar somewhere else. And look, there's a whole dozens and dozens of mayors in there, and each of them would probably argue that their local area, quite rightly, deserves that money and for a whole variety of reasons.